Can she sell seashells by the seashore? This is Sandrit Singlo with the lowdown on science. Seashell hunting is swell, but when carbon dioxide levels rise, the ocean gobbles up shells instead of sharing. See, carbon dioxide is absorbed from air or stirred up from deep waters during El Niño. This makes seawater acidic, dissolving shell-building carbonate ions. What can shell records teach us about the ocean's past and present? Emily Osborne and colleagues at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration dove in to see. The researchers scooped up chunks of California's ocean floor from 1,900 feet down. Each chunk contained 100 years of shell layers. That's like a slice of a 100-layer cake. The carbonate ion concentration in each layer told them how acidic the water was when each shell formed. Results? California's coastal waters are 2 times more acidic than the global average. Acidity fluctuates, especially during El Niño. So she can sell seashells until El Niño dissolves her profits.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.